Late this morning, the Prime Minister held a media conference to announce that all of Australia's political parties will be given a briefing by the nation's intelligence services to help them to reduce the risk of cyber attacks like those seen in the United States during their last election. The United States' top intelligence organisations have found that Russia hacked into the email accounts of the Democratic National Committee. Malcolm Turnbull says Russia's hacking role is now acknowledged on all sides politically in the US, and he doesn't want the same thing to happen here, as Will Ockenden reports.
Good computer and internet security is important to the PM.
Cybersecurity is at the very forefront of what we are doing to keep Australia safe.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, says it's time that all politicians and staffers take cybersecurity seriously.
This is the new frontier of warfare. It's the new frontier of espionage. It's the new frontier of many threats to Australian families, to governments, to businesses.
He says political parties will be given a briefing by the intelligence services to reduce or mitigate the risk of nation-state hacking. Defence intelligence officials will brief politicians about the risk they face from the style of cyber attacks seen in the United States during the last election.
There will be a full briefing by our cyber experts to other political parties, other political leaders, when Parliament comes back. We need to be aware of the threats and how to mitigate them and protect against them.
The Prime Minister specifically singled out Russia as behind the cyber attacks in the United States.
Russian efforts to influence the recent American election. And this is acknowledged now on all sides. It was controversial for a while politically in the United States, but it's acknowledged that there was Russian interference, both in terms of hacking and in terms of seeking to influence the election through so-called fake news. Threats like this, from wherever they come, are of great concern to our nation, to our government, to me as Prime Minister.
While the federal government has come out hard on cybersecurity this morning, when asked on AM, the Minister assisting the Prime Minister on cybersecurity, Dan Tehan, couldn't give any examples of cyber attacks on the Australian electoral system.
We have seen no indication whatsoever that anyone has sought to use cyber influence on our elections or on our electoral system. But obviously, our democracy goes to who we are as Australians, and we have to do everything we can to protect that.
He says it's an exercise to make politicians and political parties aware of the threat.
We are going through and we are making sure that everyone is aware of the dangers that are in place. And there are briefings which are occurring, and that is why we want to do this now with political organisations. We've seen what happened to the DNC. We've seen that there has been advice put forward that they didn't have the proper protections put in place. We want to make sure that the political parties here are aware of the types of things that they need to be doing.
But the opposition isn't happy about how the government has publicised today's events. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the PM is disclosing intelligence activity for political advantage. In a letter to the PM, Mark Dreyfus says the Labor Party asked for a confidential briefing, as it's an issue of national security, and publicising it risks tipping off potential adversaries. But Malcolm Turnbull says Labor's concern is shallow opportunism.
The reality is, every Australian government has sought to raise awareness of cyber vulnerabilities, but this has always been a risk, and we've always set out to make people aware of the risks, because unless they're aware of the risks, they won't take the measures to protect themselves.
And that's the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, ending that report from Will Ockenden.